Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, you often hear this phrase, I've been called to do something. You often hear it in a religious context, maybe ministers or priests talking about their calling to do what they do. Well, that's good for some, but what about the rest of us? How should each of us figure out what to do with the gifts and the talents that we've actually been given? Colin Creel is the author of a new book called Crossroads, Navigating Your Calling and Career, and he joins us on the line from Georgia. Colin, welcome to Open House.
Yes, good morning, or should I say good evening?
It's good morning for you and good evening for us. Nice to have you on the show. Very interesting, this whole idea of calling and career. I'm interested to know, when did you first get interested in the topic?
Well, my first book dealt with this idea somewhat, and what I found was that many people really enjoyed it and had a lot more just questions about it. And so I started to delve deeper. And like anyone, I'm 33 right now, and I think there's always a time where people kind of start to think through what they're doing. And there's always those questions which drive us, who we are, whose we are, and why we're here. Mm. And I just had a lot of friends who are in the same boat. And so the goal of the book was really to help people and encourage people and raise those ideas and those thoughts and those questions which are at our core.
Yeah. So you're 33 years old. You have been through how many careers so far? You've just been the one career? All of your...
Well, I've been in two jobs. I worked at Wake Forest University, and I was there for 4 years, and then I've been a teacher for the last 8 years.
Mm, okay. Would you say you're still asking those questions, though? Those questions about, vocation and what I'm supposed to do with my life?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's a process, and I don't feel like for most people that it's not a done deal. I don't feel like there's that many people that just know, with no doubt that they're doing exactly, just what they should be doing. And I feel as though it's a hand in glove sort of idea. It's this idea that when your gifts and your skill set and your talents, just match up well, and it just feels right.
Yes. Well, let's get to some definitions. Calling and career, are they one and the same thing? Two different things, or what?
No, because that when I think of the word to be called, each person has two callings, and our primary calling is that we are a child of God. And then our secondary callings only have meaning because of the fact that we're a child of God. For example, I just had a baby last week, and so now I'm a dad.
Mm, congratulations.
It's been a crazy week.
I bet.
And but this whole idea of, I'm a teacher, I'm a coach, now I'm a dad, and all those things will change over time, and there's no division between the secular and the sacred. And I think that oftentimes we devalue what we do because that if we do not perceive ourselves in the full-time ministry.
Hmm.
And I think that that's a really important thing to think about.
Yeah. Of course, your career may not be your calling, but it could be, couldn't it? Some people's careers actually is their calling.
Yes. Yes, I do. And I think that because oftentimes those team things will go hand in hand, but for most people, it seems to be a process, and that oftentimes when we think of our work, we think that work is a bad thing, and when you look in the scriptures, that work is really a gift, and work is not a curse, it's a gift, and nowhere in scripture does God curse work. Rather, he chooses to curse the ground. And it's an important thought because of the fact that I think many people live their lives in such a way that their work is something that they do not like.
Yeah. Yeah. And they feel it's a curse, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So here we've got the situation. Work is not a bad thing. It's actually a gift. It's actually something that gives our lives meaning, actually. It's not the only thing that should give our lives meaning, but it really does. It actually helps us to work out what our place in life is. We've been built for some sort of purpose, and that purpose has action at its core as well.
Mm-hmm.
But a career may not be our calling. Let's talk about calling then and vocation. They're really the same words, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And I think that what many people want to know is how to discern one's call.
Mm.
And for me, you know, just in speaking with a lot of people and doing research and just my own thoughts, that in order to help to discern our call, we really need to look backwards first. We need to look in our childhood, think about those things which we really enjoyed doing for hours on end that would just captivate our soul. And then, two, what are those things that our friends or our peer group say that we're good at? And then, three, what doors open? Because those three things all kind of have to fall in line in order to have that hand and glove fit.
Mm, okay, so what you did well when you were a child, what you loved to do, what really kind of lit the spark within you. Secondly, what others around you can actually feed back to you that you do well. And then thirdly, the actual doors that open to you at the given moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Interesting about that, what you really enjoyed to do as a child. My wife struggled for some years to work out what she was supposed to do. She kind of just got into a career path that really she just kind of slipped into. She started off doing a architectural degree and really found out that she wasn't particularly skilled in that. She had half of the skills that were required or half of the aptitude that was required, and the creative side really wasn't her. And it was only a few years ago that she realized, well, what did I really do well in school? And she realized she was a math science girl. And she has now found a wonderful career as a biostatistician.
Oh, wow, that's a shift.
Exactly. Now, how many people would actually say they really want to do maths after they leave school? Meryn, my wife, just loves it. And it really kind of confirms your first point. The first thing that she did was, okay, what did I do well in school? What did I enjoy doing? And it was math science. And now she loves doing what she does.
Yeah, that's a great story. And I've got one, too. I have a friend of mine, and his name is Bill. And he was a lawyer. And he was probably about 32 or 33 years old. And he was just not having a good time. You know, it was not something that he really enjoyed doing, even though he spent all these years to start in this field. And so he took a step back, and he started to take a few. Because he took like a biology class and then mm-hmm. chem class, and he decided that he wanted to go back to med school. And he was at a point where he was just sitting down like at his desk, and his wife was out of town, and he was trying to take care of his two kids, and things were just, you know, just crazy. And he was like, God, you know, I know I shouldn't do this, and I know this is not something that I should do, but I really need a sign. I need some sort of clear picture, you know, if you really want me to be, you know, like in this field.
Mm.
And so about 2 minutes later, the phone rings, and like a woman from his church calls, and she said, Bill, you know, we love you, we believe in you, we know that you're going to make a great doctor, and we want to pay for your schooling, and we're going to give you $125,000.
Oh, dear. And some people wonder if there is a God.
Yeah, and so it's just like this whole idea of, you know, it was such a clear sign, you know, that you have these other people who affirmed him, and it was something that, like, he always felt like he should do, and he kind of went back to it. And now, like, he's a pediatrician, and he does a great job, and, you know, mm-hmm. he's got 4 or 5 kids now, and he's just doing great.
Wow. This is Open House right across Australia. Author Colin Creel is with us. We're talking about calling and career and how to discern it and then how to make decisions in line with it. And so that very question of the second question, what am I good at, has the secondary aspect of what are other people noticing that I'm good at. That's a key point, isn't it? Because we can think that we're good at things, but it's only when we get kind of the 360-degree feedback from those around us that we really get an objective view of what we're actually talented in.
Yes, that's very true. And I'm not sure if you have this show in Australia, but in America, like, one of the big shows is a show called American Idol.
Mm.
And
we have American Idol, and we've got Australian Idol, and I'm sure
okay.
we've got other ones are on the way.
And like it's this whole idea, you know, like of a, you know, that you have these people who think that they can sing, and many people enjoy the show more at the beginning when you have all these people who think they have this ability to sing, like, and they really don't. Mm. But obviously, that people that they probably had some people like in their lives who encouraged them, you know, because they always go back to their mom, like, or their dad or their spouse, and say that they were robbed, you know, like, and they really can sing. But at the same time, that the doors, you know, just obviously do not open because, like, they don't have that gift.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. The actual gift of people's honest words can be just so beautiful, can't it? It can help us steer us in the right direction in the first place. Okay, so number one, what did you really love to do as a child? Number two, what do others say that you are good at? And number three, which doors open for you? Now, that's got to be a tough one, because somebody might really be gifted in art, say, but the doors just don't seem to be, you know, opening for them to do their art full time. What do they do, though? If they're talented and gifted in that area, do they just let it drop?
Well, I definitely think that's a hard one. And what I've kind of seen, and that seems to work well, like, for most people, is if that's a real heart of yours and you really enjoy doing that and you want to continue to do that, what I would do is I would keep your day job, you know, like, until you can get to a point where your heart, like, and your passion, that you realize that you'll be able to do it full time. Because, like, I was watching this story on CNN, I guess it was maybe about a week or so ago, and it was about a cartoonist who was a lawyer. And for years, you know, that he knew that this is what he really wanted to do, like, and he just kind of waited, you know, because it took him about 6 years, you know, once he decided that, like, he really wanted to do it. And he continued to work his day job, and then, like, he would continue to draw and to submit all these, you know, these thoughts and these ideas to you know, just all these publishers. And then eventually, he had a really chance meeting with Charles M. Schulz, who was the person who did Peanuts, like Snoopy and all these things. And from there, you know, it was just really encouraged him to keep going. And so eventually, like, the doors opened. And so I do think that there has to be a balance there, because I do feel that even though that the doors might not open, like, at once, if you feel very clearly that God wants you to do something, that God first and foremost wants us to be obedient. And so for some people, like, the road might be longer. And that's one of those things about life that's a mystery, you
yeah.
know, that we don't always know exactly what God is trying to say to us.
Yeah. Okay, well, just finally and fairly briefly on this one, Colin, we had a woman ring up a little bit earlier on tonight. She said, well, actually, I've got the opposite problem. I've got so many doors opening up to me. And for many of us, that actually is the problem. There's too many options. How do I make the right decision when I've got so many options before me? Now, just say she's gone through this process of thinking about what she loved to do as a child and what she's good at, and, you know, she's now got so many doors open. How do you make the decision?
Well, you pray. And I think the only way that you can be sure about that is when you're on your knees. And even then, that I feel we can only be about 90% sure like of our choices. I think for most people, it's only in hindsight that we are aware of how God directed us.
Mm. Yeah. Do you think, though, just really briefly, that you know, any one of those would be better than the others? No, all things being equal, do you think God, just say there's five really good options out there, do you think God would, is it a general question as far as God actually said, well, look, you know, as long as you follow me and love me through these, you can take any of these? Or is it, you know, I've got one specific one for you?
That's definitely a hard question. Hmm. And I think that it goes back to the first idea that our primary call is that we are a child of God.
Yeah.
And so all these other things that we do, you know, like if I'm a coach or a teacher, and all those things are secondary, you know, because God wants our heart first. And so whatever we do, you know, that God just wants us to be obedient. And through those things, whatever job we have, that we have a sphere of influence right there, you know,
yeah.
just right where we are. And I know that Jim Elliot says, wherever you are, be all there.
Yeah.
And that's what God wants from us.
Yeah. Okay, Colin, really good to talk to you tonight. Thanks for joining us on Open House.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate your time. That's Colin Creel. He's the author of this book, Crossroads. His website, colincreel.com.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.